Hey everybody, welcome back to Storytime with Shade. We're going to be continuing The Door in the Woods, the next couple chapters. Hope you liked the first ones last week. Stay tuned. I'm still in the middle of writing this story, so if you listen to it, it can encourages me to continue writing it. But thanks again for listening, and we're going to jump right in. Here we go. Chapter 3. This really isn't funny, you know, Sam yelled after Jay as he trudged behind him in the dense forest, tripping on branches and slipping in mud and leaves. His shoes were filthy, and for a brief moment he thought that his mom would be furious, and then he remembered that she wouldn't even notice his shoes. She wouldn't probably notice if he came home with two heads and four arms, but still. You see me laughing? Jay called back, still quite ahead in front of Sam. The forest was so dense that for a brief minute, Sam couldn't see him. Jay, on the other hand, seemed laser-focused on the destination and wasn't bothering to make sure that Sam could keep up. Sam guessed that Jay assumed that he could. He hadn't really ever done much hiking, though. Jay would randomly turn with very little warning, and there were a few times that Sam lost him, or thought he lost him, until he heard Jay shout at him from deeper in the forest. Eventually, they arrived in a small clearing, semicircular in shape with two giant elm trees at each end, and one knocked-down tree that seemed to serve as a bench going across the opposite side. Okay, now sit, Jay said, motioning to the knocked-down tree in the clearing facing the two trees. He sat on it himself and patted the tree next to him. Sam, sit. He sat, also facing the two giant trees. He imagined it almost like a theater with two trees being either end of a stage. If someone hung a blanket and brought a projector, this could be a pretty sweet little spot for a horror movie, he thought to himself. He turned and was about to ask Jay what they were doing there when Jay, keeping his eyes locked on the space between the two trees, said, Okay, so those trees make a doorway. I know how crazy that sounds, but it'll make sense soon. Just watch. Wait. Sam looked at his watch. It was only a little after 4 o'clock now, but through the trees it seemed much later. He noticed that his palms were sweating and blotted them on his jeans. Why was he nervous? He didn't believe that Jay was really telling any kind of truth, and still assumed that this was all some kind of intricate plan to mess with him. The longer they sat there, the more he started to think that was unlikely. After a few minutes of sitting and looking at the woods between the two big oaks, Sam said, So, a doorway to what, then? Jay was still staring at the space between the trees, and it seemed to Sam like he hadn't blinked in a long time. He stayed completely motionless as he talked, as if he was afraid of scaring away an invisible deer that was prancing between the trees. I wish I knew. I haven't asked, though. Mostly because I'm afraid of the answer, I guess. Haven't asked who? Jay didn't answer. Just continued to stare at the space between the trees. Sam waited, and kept throwing sideways glances at Jay, who continued to sit as still as a stone, waiting for something to happen. And then something did. Chapter 4. It started slowly, and Sam, for a very brief second, believed that it was just his eyes playing tricks on him. The sun was shining brightly through the trees from above, but the forest past the trees seemed impossibly dark. He could make out particles of dust and dirt slowly floating through the air. Staring through the opening in the trees, Sam felt more than a little bit like he was in a trance, and it unnerved him, yet he couldn't look away. A shape started to emerge through the trees that was transparent, but second by second it became more defined until he saw his father, standing before him between the trees. He looked confused and scared. Sam felt the same way that his deceased father looked. Dad? Sam croaked, standing shakily to his feet. He was trying not to cry again. His father looked at him and seemed not to know who he was. Dad? The apparition didn't answer, but a look of understanding and recognition came across his face, and he smiled at Sam. "Is this real?" Sam asked the ghost of his father, who merely shrugged his shoulders with a grin. "Are you okay?" There was a pause before he answered by putting out his hand flat and tilting it side to side. "Come see, Kamsa." "Oh my god, I can't believe this." "Dad, I miss you so much," Sam said, trembling and walking cautiously closer. His father extended his hand to Sam, and he went to take it, but his hand passed through. Sam didn't feel anything, not even cold like he expected. Sam looked quickly back at Jay, who hadn't moved. He was still staring at the space between the trees where Sam's father stood. Jay was motionless, and a little pale. When Sam turned back to his father, the darkness behind him had grown deeper, and he could no longer see the forest at all through the tree doorway, just blackness, with his father at the edge. The fear had returned on his father's face, and he looked at Sam longingly before turning away from him and walking into the black. Sam watched him go, and as he faded, color and light flooded back into the space between the trees. Sam wiped away some tears again before turning back to Jay, who had a huge, pleased-with-himself grin. "Cool, right? Want a smoke?" Sam had never had one before in his life, but replied instantly with, "Yeah." And there we have it for this week, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Stay tuned for next week for the continuation of the story. Hope you've been enjoying it. If you haven't already, please subscribe, rate, comment, share it, do whatever you can. And we'll see you next week. Until then, have a good one.